Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You know what? We're going to do something that I can't remember the last time that we did this, but I am just guessing that some of you have Rashee Rice on your fantasy football team, and now you don't know what to do. Should you play him? Should you sit him? Well, you know what? We got an expert, Bob Harris. He is with Fantasy Sports Radio, Channel 87 on Sirius XM. He is going to answer our question for us. Bob, happy to have you on the show today. So you just know the scenario. You obviously know Rashee Rice has not played the first six games of the season. He was injured last year. He's back against the Las Vegas Raiders. What would you do in fantasy if you had Rashee Rice?
I would be eagerly playing him, Carrington, eagerly playing him. I know football guys where I work will find him as wide receiver 8 on our projections this week. We're playing on a back. And if you saw the reporting by Jeremy Fowler earlier this week, the Chiefs won't be easing Rice back into action. They're allocating a heavy workload for him as soon as possible. Had practice this summer. He's practiced the last week. I'm thinking it's all good to go here. This is the thing we've been waiting for. The Chiefs offense has been rolling the last few weeks. Loved it last week, but they haven't had the key piece. The missing ingredient is now back. It's time to cook with Rice.
What does this mean for the remainder of the offense from a fantasy perspective? Because if he's going to be on the field, he's getting usage and targets. That's taking food off of somebody's plate. Who are you worried about now in fantasy?
Yeah, I think, well, maybe a little bit about Travis Kelce, although this week against the Raiders, he has a great history against them. But look over the last 13 games. Rice has averaged 9 targets, 9.1, has 7 catches, 82.8 yards, half a touchdown per game. Over 17 game season, that pace would put him on track for 165 targets, right? 122 catches, 1,400 yards, and about 8 touchdowns. So that'd be like a top 5 season. The way Patrick Mahomes is playing right now, I don't know that I would dial back on Xavier Worthy. I think his role will still be like this is the Brett Veach, you know, plan, right? We wanted to have the deep threat in Worthy. We wanted to have an intermediate guy who can handle things out halfway down the field in Hollywood Brown. And then you have Rice, you know, collecting things in the short and intermediate game and lighting people up. So I'm still playing Worthy like he's like a wide receiver 2 level guy, maybe wide receiver 3, which would be what, 24 to 36 on the list of players. So I like that. And the way they've been using the passing game, the short passing game, to help with the running game not being on point has been very effective. That also works in Rice's favor.
Where do you have Rice in your rankings? You just mentioned where you had Xavier Worthy. Where do you have Rice this week?
I have Rice. So with the projections of footballguys.com, they're a little more optimistic than I am. They have him at wide receiver 8. I have him at wide receiver 14. I'd rather, you know, like, but look, these are linear rankings. He's in that tier of being, a sure starter for me. I have him, as a wide receiver 2 in any 12-team league. But if he finished as a wide receiver 1 this week, it wouldn't surprise me. Also, if he gets off to a slow start, I mean, you know, it's understandable. He hasn't played for a while. But I think the expectation is, like, we're playing a range of outcomes. You know this, Carrington, as fantasy managers. We're playing probabilities. And based on his role in the offense, the time that he spent this summer working with the offense, and the way the offense has been functioning without him and could function with him, I'm super excited about this. And I think – I think probably most of, there's no fantasy manager who's going to say, ah, I'm going to take a week and let's see what happens, right? I think, you know, I think we're all eager to get a piece like that, especially as we head into week seven. Tons of attrition on all our teams. There's buys going on, although it's kind of like this week, just two teams. But, man, I think it's going to be a great thing. And I mentioned, you know, you look at the passing game last week. Patrick Mahomes had just one attempt of 20 yards or more. He completed 17 of 21 for 164 yards in all three of his scores on short as 0 to 9 yard passes or behind the line of scrimmage passes. And this is an area Rice is going to feast on. His run after the catch ability is going to set him up, assuming he's the same guy. And I think that's where we're at. We're excited to see it. And I'm also excited to see Patrick Mahomes back in the ranks of true NFL or fantasy quarterback ones. I know, you know, it's a little controversial for me to say, but the last couple of years, I felt like he wasn't that because they lean more heavily on the run. He's always been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But there's a difference in the NFL and fantasy, and now he's back to being one of the best quarterbacks in both angles for me.
That is Bob Harris joining us on the show today. He's with Fantasy Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 87. You can catch him every Sunday as they are going through every team, every matchup, telling you who should start, who should sit, who the sleepers are, getting you ready for a great weekend when it comes to fantasy football. Bob, great stuff, man. Appreciate you popping on today.
Anytime, Carrington. Thanks a lot, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.